AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A powerful winter storm is taking aim at New York City.
The snowfall is forecasted up to 24 inches.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has declared a state of emergency for New York and the Long Island areas.
As I've said before, and I can't say it forcefully enough, unless there is an emergency situation or a critical need, you should not be on the roads.
Washington, Baltimore, and Philadelphia are also getting the brunt of this storm. Along the Pennsylvania Turnpike in the western part of the state, some drivers spent the night in their cars because of the weather. The entire Duquesne University basketball team was stuck in their bus. Interstate 75 in the Lexington, Kentucky area has reopened. People were stuck in their cars there. Buddy Rogers is with Kentucky Emergency Management.
We had a freezing rain occur yesterday morning in that area, and then they quickly changed over to snow after about a quarter of an inch of ice formed, and then heavy amounts of snow. We had in that area 15 to 17 inches of snowfall yesterday.
Flooding is a problem in New Jersey, especially around Atlantic City. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Gulf Arab officials in Saudi Arabia today to ease their worries about the warming relationship between the U.S. and Iran and seek consensus on which Syrian opposition group should be represented at upcoming peace talks. And those opposition groups in Syria say they hold the Syrian government and its Russian backers responsible for any failure in the peace talks. A follower of cult leader Charles Manson is going to stay in jail. California Governor Jerry Brown rejected parole for a third time for Bruce Davis, convicted of the 1969 killings of musician Gary Hinman and stuntman Donald Shorty Shea. He was not involved in the more notorious killings of actress Sharon Tate and six others. This is AP Radio News. Haiti is again delaying its presidential runoff.
Unrest continued in Port-au-Prince as Haiti's runoff election was yet again postponed 2 days before it was due to take place. Hundreds of protesters were out in the streets, blocking roads and setting objects on fire, calling on President Martelly to step down. The country's Provisional Electoral Council decided to put the vote on hold indefinitely due to political turmoil on the island nation. But the president of the council saying it was not appropriate to hold elections Sunday. The council did not set a new date for the vote. I'm Sandy Kozel.
A new AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll found only 6 in 10 Americans expressed only slight confidence or none at all that the federal government can make progress solving the nation's problems in the upcoming year. Terrorism edged out health care as the issue most often mentioned. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.